Ezekiel chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the house, and what I saw was water coming out from under the threshold of the house towards the east, for the house faces east. And the water ran down from under the right-hand side of the house to the south of the altar. Then he brought me out through the north gate, and he took me round along the outside road to the outer gate, to the road going east. And what I saw was water flowing out from the right-hand side. When the man came out to the east, with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me across in the water, water up to the ankles. Then he measured 1,000 cubits further away, and he brought me across in the water, water up to the knees. Then he measured 1,000 cubits further, and brought me to water up to the waist. Then he measured 1,000 cubits further, and it was a brook which I could not cross, because the water had risen high. It was water to swim in, a torrent which could not be crossed on foot. And he said to me, "Have you seen it, son of Adam?" Then he led me and brought me back to the bank of the brook. And when I had returned, what I saw was a very great abundance of trees on the banks of the brook, on each side. And he said to me, "This water is coming out to the eastern region, and it is going down to the arid land. Then it goes into the sea, and when it has been brought to the sea, the water is healed. And it shall come to pass that every living creature which teems everywhere the brook goes shall live, and the fish will be very abundant, because this water has gone there, and they are healed, and everywhere where the brook goes comes to life. And it will come to pass that fishermen will stand in it, from Ein Gedi to Ein Eglaim. It will be a place for casting nets. Its fish will be of various kinds, like the fish of the great sea, in very great abundance. But its swamps and its marshes shall not be healed. They will be given over to salt. And along the brook, on its banks on each side, every kind of fruit tree will arise. Its foliage will not wither, and its fruit will not come to an end. According to its months, it will bear early fruit, because its water comes out of the sanctuary, and its fruit will be for food and its leaves for healing. This is what the Lord, says. This is the border of what you will inherit as the land for the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph will inherit 2 apportionments, and you shall inherit it, each as his brother, that which I raised my hand to give to your fathers, and this land will fall to you as an inheritance. And this is the border of the land on the northern side, from the great sea by the way to Hethlon, as one goes to Zidad, Hamath, Berothah, Sibraim, which is between the border at Damascus and the border at Hamath, Hazer Hatikon, which is at the border of Havran. And the border will be from the sea to Hazar Enan, the border at Damascus. And as for the north, to the north, the border is at Hamath. So this is the north side. And as for the eastern side, you shall allocate territory from between Havran and Damascus, and between Gilead and the land of Israel at the Jordan, from the border at the eastern sea. So this is the eastern side. And the southern side to the south is from Tamar to the water at Meriboth of Kadesh, to the torrent going to the great sea. So this is the south side, to the south. And the western side is the great sea, from the border to opposite the approach to Hamath. This is the western side. And you will divide this land of yours for the tribes of Israel. And it will come to pass that you will cast lots for it coming into your inheritance, and into the inheritance of foreigners who reside among you, who have begotten sons among you, who will be to you as native citizens among the sons of Israel. They will obtain an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it will come to pass that in whatever tribe where the foreigner is resident with them, there you will give him his inheritance, says the Lord, the Lord.